You're listening to another tasty dish from the larder. Recipes for fresh thinking, cooking up new ways of being.
So hello, I'm Jackie Walker. I'm one of the tour guides for Cube of Karma. And today I'm speaking with Denise Harris-Hayhoe, one of the other tour guides. And we're looking at the larder. And today Denise is going to be sharing her thoughts and use of germination as a flavour. Denise, good afternoon.
Hi.
You.
Hello. Hello, Jackie. Hi.
And germination, you've been studying germination or watching it over the last wee while and how it's played out in your life. Tell me a bit about your experiences and why you chose germination for this particular one.
Well, actually, it's the perfect timing, really, because just in recent weeks, I've been sowing seeds. And actually, I find it's real joy to watch them germinate.
Mm.
And, you know, generally what I do first is, you know, I prepare the soil. And I found that actually often people actually go out and buy fertilizer. I think, but often the fertilizer is right there under their nose. They just don't see it. I mean, stinging nettles, for example, are the perfect fertilizer, but they're just not aware of it, maybe because they perceive it as being just an annoying weed, or do they just don't know that actually they've got fertilizer right there.
And sometimes using fertilizer too quickly, because we're in a hurry to have the seeds not only germinate but produce flowers and food for us.
Correct.
It can just be too quick, can't it?
That's right. That's right. So you do have to take your time. So when you have a seed of an idea you'd like to germinate, rather than rushing to go out and buy fertilizer or whatever, just see what you already have to fertilize it that would help it germinate.
And for instance, what have you been using? Because a stinky nettle, you know, that can be almost one would put into the trash can or the weed pile, wouldn't we?
Yes, because you just perceive it as being a weed, rather than being a wonderful food for the seed to help the seed grow.
I like that. And in your real life way, what have you been using? Can you give us an example of something that you perceive to be a stinging nettle or a weed that actually you've used in a different way to make it into a slow release fertilizer for you?
Well, or when I have a seed and I start, you know, a seed of a project and an idea, I often look at what foundations I already have and what have I already created and what have I already built, rather than going out and thinking, oh, God, I don't have this, I don't have that, and I have to buy this service or buy that service. I actually just stop and just be aware of what I already have, what would help my seed to germinate. Maybe work I've done in the past that I've forgotten about, or talents that, you know, I've forgotten I have but no longer use, you know, or talents that I can grow.
Yeah.
So I do find it's important, though, that, you know, if you have a seed of an idea in your mind, it's important that seed is surrounded by positive thoughts, not negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's surrounded by negative thoughts, it doesn't stand a very good chance of germinating.
Well, that's kind of the wrong soil for it, isn't it?
Exactly. So it's really important to surround it with positive can-do thoughts. And don't worry about the how, because those, you know, things come to you as you seeded the idea.
It's an interesting one, because sometimes we get seeds which seem like a great idea and yet can be seeds that aren't meant, in inverted commas almost, to germinate. I'm a very big seed person. I get loads of ideas. How do you go around knowing which ones to germinate and which ones just allow to let go?
Well, actually, it's a good question, because, you know, most seeds go through a period of dormancy where there's no active growth. And during this dormancy period, you can normally transport them to a new location so they can survive adverse climate conditions, etc. However, when they're ripe, they germinate. Yeah, the dormant seeds are ripe, and they germinate because they've got the right external conditions. So it's really important to germinate the seed at the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So nature, you know, I don't know if people are in tune with the moon, you know, there's a perfect time for seeding. There's a perfect time for growth. And there's a perfect time, actually, to do nothing.
Mm.
And they're the seeds that you shouldn't germinate because it's the time to do nothing about them just yet.
So what happens, Denise, is that actually when we're in flow and getting the timing right, seeds germinate naturally and with ease, don't they? Because it's their time, it's the right time for them. So we kind of can take that as a clue that if things are challenging or too difficult to get off the ground or things aren't coming together, it's because it's a seed that isn't ready.
That's right. It's just wrong timing, or not that seed that is the seed to grow, just a different seed.
Mm.
In the pack of seeds, you sometimes have a seed that just will not grow. No matter what you do, it just will not grow.
Yeah, yeah. And there's another thing that's really crucial here is actually knowing what you're doing it for, what you're going to use this, what the seed is going to take you to.
Mm. Yeah. And so the outcome.
Yeah.
The purpose and the outcome of the seed. Yes, that is really important. However, sometimes the seeds are kind of stepping stones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think about a tree, you know, you plant a tree, say a fruit tree, and you don't just necessarily want it for the fruit, you also want it for the beautiful blossoms.
Mm.
So the seed may be planted for more than one outcome.
Yes, and allowing the outcome to be what it is crucial as well. You might find some hidden benefits from it.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And these seeds that you've just been planting yourself, they're work seeds, yes?
Well, both, actually. They're actually fruit and vegetables and herbs, as well as work seeds. Yes, I like to grow my own. The thing is, you know, what you're saying, that the quality of the seed is important.
Okay,
because I prefer organic seeds. I can't always get them for absolutely everything that I'd like to grow. However, I do find the organic seeds produce a much better result than the other seeds, or maybe just my perception, maybe it's just idea in my mind that that's the case. And maybe I'm stopping the other seeds from germinating because in my mind they don't grow as brilliantly as the organic one. And I think you can do that to yourself with ideas. But if you don't think that the idea is not get the seed is not going to grow as well, you can what's the word I'm looking for? You can actually stop the seed from growing.
Very crucial. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Crucial. That comes back into having the positivity and the weeds around it. And doesn't Prince Charles say that we must talk to our plants? And
oh yeah, I talk to my plants and I sing to them and I give them lovely music, which I think will help them grow.
But you know, this happens with everything. It's where your focus goes, energy goes. So it's the kind of focus that you're putting on anything, be that a project at work, be it a relationship, be it literally planting your green peppers and tomatoes, whatever it is.
Yeah.
The more attention we pay it with love and positivity and showering it with the nutrients it needs at the time that it needs them, rather than too soon, too late or anything else, just working in time works a treat, doesn't it? So and we can almost be guaranteed of this amazing crop thereafter.
That's right. And well, it's any seed, as you say, any seed of life, not just your work projects. I mean, just imagine, you know, you fancy a night out. You've been working really hard. It's been all work, no play. And out of the blue, you know, a friend rings and invites you to a party. Great. Just what you needed, to talk, to laugh, to dance, to shake up those stiff joints and get a wonderful energy flowing through you. And then suddenly you think, oh, I've got nothing to wear. There's no point in going. And then all of a sudden, that seed of an idea that you had that starts to grow just starts to wither and die because your thoughts go, no, there's no point. But instead of doing that, just look for what you do have.
Yes.
Fertilize it, accessorize it, have fun.
Oh, Denise, I love that. Thank you very much. There we go, folks. Whatever you're doing at the moment, whatever ideas are coming through to you, watch out for the timing. Watch out that you allow them to happen as they happen. Furnish them with love and good thinking, positive vibes, and accessorize perfectly.
Accessorize them, yeah. And the other thing is, it's really important to take time out every day to nurture them. Yeah, it may be worth just planting a seed in nature, putting it on your desk or somewhere where you'll see it every day as a reminder to nurture and grow your own seeds. Well, to spend a little time every day on your seeds.
Absolutely. Yeah, and even those without green fingers, you know, everybody can grow watercress.
Yeah, everyone can grow. And they're perfect because they go really quickly. Mm. So, you know, if you think, okay, my project's like this watercress, you watch how it grows. And what's that Chinese proverb? Saint Lao Tzu says, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a small step. One small seed.
One small seed. So thank you very much. Is there anything that else you would like to share about germination right now?
Start germinating right now. Perfect.
Perfect.
Start germinating right now.
Start germinating right now. Maybe you already know what seed you're nurturing. So working with that, working with what you might have once thought of as weeds or stingy nettles, and using what you've got instead of going out beyond yourself, because everything is already within you.
Correct. Become all aware.
Wonderful. Denise, thank you so much for joining us today. And that's the Recipes for Fresh Thinking, the tour guides like exploring the larder. And we'll be doing lots more of this. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.